fishing, hook, sinker, and line.
Hey there, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages. You know, it's kind of, I would almost say, like springtime out there. And you know, every spring, young men, young women, their ideas and they get these thoughts in their head and the whole thing starts, everybody starts thinking tarpon. And, you know, a show like this, we have to broadcast from our hidden studios. And we're not allowed to tell the location at 14531 North Cleveland Avenue in North Fort Myers, right in the Engman Marine Boat Dealership. We're not allowed to talk about that because we're talking tarpon love. Yes, the love of human and tarpon, the love of tarpon and tarpon. And tarpon don't really live here. Now, we have a lot of year-round tarpon, but they're the ones that grow up here. They are born here and the tide washes the eggs up into the harbor. They're hatched, they swim back into the creeks, the around on the flats, around the mangroves, they go up in the canals, and they live here until the big ones show up. And then anybody big enough to join the school and head out, you know, and the tarpon here could end up in Belize or South America, anywhere. I mean, Louisiana. I mean, they go everywhere. I'll bet some of them end up over by Africa. It's crazy how far these fish will travel. Now, the neat thing about them right now is if you're going looking for them, the easiest way is to go trout fishing and or pompano fishing right outside the bar and just kind of keep an eye out for these tarpon there. We're using 8-foot rods, kind of a heavy action. Now, if you're going to be throwing a lot of like DOA bait busters, which is a classic tarpon lure, or stuff like that, you might want something with a little lighter tip. Look for something that would be like a 15 to 25. If you're going to be throwing a lot of bait, or putting it in the rod holder, maybe with a live line or dual drag reel, a reel that where you set the front drag for fighting the fish, you set the back drag waiting for the fish. Fish takes off under a reasonable amount of pressure, just a little bit. Gives you time to pick it up out of the rod holder. You turn the handle, start reeling in, and those live liners, it automatically re-engages the front drag. And it's nice as a second reel, one you're not going to be holding all day. Yeah, because they're a little bigger than average, so you don't want to do that. But going back to the rods, you're looking for that lighter tip, like a 15 to 25 for throwing the DOA bait busters, small lures, small crabs. But if you're going to be chunking out ladyfish or something, you might want to go at a 20 to 40 or a 15 to 30. That top number is kind of telling you more about the tip than it is if it'll hold a tarpon. They'll all hold it, but when you get from 25, 30, and 40, those are the three generalized actions on the rods, and it's your monofilament ratings. If you use line under that, just setting the hook, could probably break the monofilament on the hook set. Using line heavier than that would not allow it to pass through the guides correctly. So that's where those line weights came up with, and nothing to do with how much pressure the rod would hold, more about would the line go in and out or would it break on the hook set. If it says 15 pound test line, 15 to 25, and you put 12 or 10 on there, as soon as you went to set the hook, you're liable to break the line just by setting the hook. The rod would be too tight. So anyway, that's what that was for. And on the other end, if 25, 30, or 40, using heavier monofilament than that, as you go to cast it, it would hang up in the guides and you would not be able to cast it. There's your little tip for the day. Anyway, so if you're throwing all those generic rods, we'll throw that, whether it's the Pen has a nice one, Star has probably the best ones out there, and then Berkeley's got a couple, Akuma's got some nice ones, Shimano's got some good ones, all the major brands. What you're looking for is 8 foot in a rod, because with an 8 foot rod, you're usually throwing a 4 foot leader, helps keep the bait out of the water, and the tarpon always seem to be over there just a little bit further. So to get that little further, man, you gotta have that long rod to get that casting distance. Now, it throws the leverage all off. The shorter the rod, the more powerful it is. The longer it is, the less powerful it is. So this is where it comes in, having that drag. don't load up with super heavy line. You want more line. Let them have 150, 200 yards before you really start busting them, slowing them down. Let the line help you beat that fish. Dragging that line through the water is immensely tough. So the other thing the 8-foot rod's going to do is help you get it around the motor, around the nose of the boat, controlling that fish when he's up next to the boat. That's why we're using those 8-foot rods. But I think it's about time we turn you back to the guys on the show, the men, the guys of Radio Waterline, Josh, Mike, Robert, the men, the myth, the magic. Anyway, this is Fish and Frank, and we've got a store in North Fort Myers at 14531 North Cleveland Avenue in the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership, or you can come experience the Fish and Frank store at 4425 D Tamiami Trail. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye-bye. See nothing wrong with fishing on Sunday at all.